UNIMI spokesperson Kude Zeruk says the pilot project will be a big step forward for South Sudan and its citizens in a country where journalists are not always free to do their work.
It's a very positive step, and it's a very timely, as we have had reports about harassment of journalists, for instance. And I think this shows the determination of the government and its commitment to take this issue and to resolve it through the legal framework, which is the respect of human rights in general and the respect of freedom of expression and safety of journalists.
UNIMIS was created to observe the rule of law and report on cases of human rights violations, including against journalists working in South Sudan. There are times when UNIMIS staff have found it difficult to call out their work. He says South Sudan security operatives have blocked their investigations on more than one occasion.
If a human rights officer is doing his work as part of the mission mandate and he or she is inquiring about issues related to a journalist, for instance, and he or she is detained by security forces or elements, this is hampering the work of the mission and hampering the work of a human rights officer.
According to UNIMIS, two human rights officers were detained for hours last month while making inquiries about a certain journalist. Information Minister Barnaba Maria Benjamin says South Sudan will cooperate with the UN to implement the initiative so that journalists are protected in the country. Benjamin says UN should educate journalists about their rights and responsibilities in the country.
You have to train the journalists, because some of our journalists need further training so that they also know their own responsibilities. This is something we need a lot. Journalists in the private media as well as in the government media. We need to improve the environment in terms of how to bring journalists together with our security establishment.
But some journalists here say, though they embrace the new pilot project, they remain skeptical about whether the government will actually help protect them.
I'm Deng Jonathan, a journalist for New Times newspaper. I'm really very happy about what the UN is taking up, as well as my country. So I would actually love South Sudan to take up the idea that is coming up with the UN as a new country. We have already known many challenges that journalists are facing, and we know that the media is a source of information, a source of freedom, whereby if views are represented, then there's a freedom of speech.
I'm Elamu Dennis Julu. It's long overdue. It has been on, and we actually lacking media laws in this country. We have been on self-censorship for fear of getting into trouble with the authorities. But we welcome this initiative of protecting journalists against harassment, because it's going to give us more strength and help us to go on with our daily work.
I'm Joseph Adora, a freelance journalist working for the Pioneer and the Christian Times newspapers. I think it is something really that can help. But however, the concern, there is one question still remains to be answered. What conditions are there put in place in case the government maybe, you know, misconduct one time, one day?
The new UN initiative provides guidelines that will help governments develop laws on safeguarding journalists and raise awareness so that citizens realize the damage done to society when a journalist's right to freedom of expression is curtailed. Although it has been discussed, South Sudan has yet to pass any media laws that grant protection of journalists. For VOA News, I am Mugume Devsurakarinj in Juba.